Gymnastics New Zealand has written to all clubs around the country, reminding them about what they can do to prevent child sex abuse in the wake of the prolific offending by a Blenheim gym coach. 61-year-old Gregory Pask was sentenced yesterday to almost 16 years in prison for committing more than 250 sexual offences against young girls in his care over the last decade. Willow Duffy is the head of Safeguarding New Zealand and has worked with Gymnastics New Zealand to keep children safe. She joins me now. Kia ora, what has Gymnastics New Zealand been doing to ensure this type of offending doesn't happen?
Gymnastics New Zealand's been working really hard, and they've been working on this for a long time. His offending was historical, but the things that they have put in place, there are child protection policies, the clubs are trained in child protection and safeguarding. There's a child protection lead in every club who has extra knowledge and skills around keeping children safe, and even down to things like training all their youth coaches in safeguarding and child protection. So great steps.
Is there anything that could have been done to stop Gregory Pask's offending?
The thing is, Charlotte, these people are master manipulators. They groom a community to be able to gain access to a child. Police vetting wouldn't have shown that he had any convictions, so it wouldn't have stopped him. And we know at Safeguarding Children that it is a code of conduct that is key. So it's a code of conduct that applies to all staff, all volunteers, every day in all situations. And it's known by parents, carers, the club and the children.
Just quickly, are other sports on board with these kind of guidelines, or how can we prevent other cases like this?
So the sports are coming on board. There are some that are leading the way, and I would say that Gymnastics New Zealand is really leading the way. We've also got other sports that are coming on board. Even recreational activities like Life Saving New Zealand are doing a great job on this. But more need to come on board. There are guidelines that are written by Safeguarding Children on the Sports New Zealand website detailing every way, at all the steps that clubs can take to actually prevent this from happening.
Tēnā koe, thank you. That's Willow Duffy, the head of Safeguarding New Zealand.